Ever pull up to a freshly paved road and think, man, how'd this street get so lucky? Well, turns out it's not about luck, it's about policy. Today's deep dive, we're going to be taking a look at the RM of St. Clement's brand new asphalt road conversion policy. One of you lucky listeners actually sent this in, and let me tell you, it is way more interesting than I thought it would be. We're going to unpack how things like traffic, safety, even the environment all play a role in deciding which roads get paved. And yes, we will be getting to that burning question. How much might this all cost residents? Luckily, we've got our expert here to help us navigate this whole thing. So before we get lost in all the details, can you give us the why? Like, why does this policy even exist?
Well, it's all about making sure things are clear for residents and honestly, legally sound for the RM. I mean, they're responsible for a ton of roads. Paving every single one just isn't really doable. This policy is really about making sure they have a good system, a strategic system, for deciding which roads to focus on. It's not just about how much traffic a road gets.
Okay, but speaking of traffic, the policy does mention that it's a pretty big deal, right? Something about a magic number.
You're right, 400, that's the magic number. If a road has an average of 400 or more vehicles on it every day, they call it AADT, annual average daily traffic, it automatically gets put on the list for potential paving.
400 cars a day, that is a lot of trips. But what about the quieter streets, the ones that don't see as much action? Are they just stuck with gravel forever?
Not always. That's where it gets really interesting. The RM of St. Clement's uses this whole scoring system to figure out which roads are a priority. And it takes into account a bunch of different things, not just how many cars are driving on it.
Okay, now I'm hooked. What else are they looking at?
One of the big things is how well a road connects different parts of the community. Think of it like the RM's circulatory system, right? If a road is like a main artery connecting different neighborhoods or helping people get to important places, schools, hospitals, you name it, it gets extra points.
So it's not just about fixing problems, but actually planning for the future.
Exactly. And it goes even further than that. They're thinking about the economy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you've got a road that leads to a big factory. One that employs a lot of people, or maybe it's the main way to get to a tourist spot. Those roads become more important because improving them could really boost the local economy.
It's like they're trying to predict which roads are going to be the most valuable down the line. It's way more complex than I ever imagined.
We can say that again. And we haven't even gotten to the safety stuff, the environmental stuff, or the million-dollar question. Who's paying for all of this?
And we are back, still digging into the RM of St. Clement's asphalt road conversion policy. Before the break, we were talking about how the RM decides which roads to prioritize for paving. And it's not just about traffic and long-term planning. They're also thinking about safety, right?
Definitely. Safer roads are well-maintained roads. They go hand in hand. The policy actually looks at the accident history of a road.
Mm-hmm.
So if a certain stretch seems to have, you know, more than its fair share of accidents, that's a pretty big sign that it might need attention.
That's a good point. Makes you think twice about taking that shortcut with the blind corner. So what else are they looking at? What else counts as a safety concern?
Dust control. Especially on those gravel roads, it can get pretty bad in the summer. You know, big clouds of dust making it hard to see. It's not just annoying, it's a hazard. So roads with a lot of dust, those are more likely to get moved up the priority list for paving.
Wow. It's amazing how many things you just don't think about when you're driving around.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got safety, we've got traffic flow, the long-term economic impact, all of that goes into making the decision. But let's be real, this stuff doesn't come cheap. What about the cost of actually maintaining all these roads? How does that play into things?
It's a huge part of it. And this is where it gets interesting. Sometimes choosing to go with asphalt right from the start can actually be cheaper in the long run.
Hold on, really? But asphalt's more expensive to put in, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, the initial cost is higher. But think about it, gravel roads, they need constant upkeep. They need regrading, especially after a bad winter or lots of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, that really adds up. It can end up costing more than asphalt would have in the first place.
So it's like they're playing the long game. Looking at the bigger picture financially, I bet the taxpayers are happy about that.
Speaking of taxpayers, that brings us to the big question, who's actually paying for all of this road work? The RM will cover the cost for roads that score really high on those factors we've been talking about. But there are situations where residents might be asked to share the cost.
Okay, now we're getting to the good stuff. How does that work? Do they just like send you a bill in the mail? Surprise, time to pave your street.
Haha, not quite. Remember that whole point system we talked about? That comes into play here. The policy has a kind of sliding scale for how much residents might have to pay, and it's all based on that score.
So the higher the score, the less likely residents are to have to pay. Meaning, if a road has a ton of traffic, it connects important places, maybe it's got a history of accidents, the RM is more likely to cover the entire cost of paving.
Exactly. It makes sense to prioritize those roads that, you know, benefit everyone. Now, if a road gets a lower score, maybe it's a quiet street, mostly residential, but the RM still thinks paving is necessary, that's when residents might have to chip in.
Fascinating. This whole policy is like a giant puzzle. All these pieces, traffic, safety, costs, they all fit together. And speaking of puzzle pieces, didn't you say they're also thinking about the environment?
They are. The policy is really clear about that. They always consider the environmental impact of paving a road. And get this sometimes, paving over gravel can actually be better for the environment.
Wait, really? How does that work?
Well, asphalt means less dust, which is good for air quality. And it can help with erosion, which protects the surrounding environment.
So it's not just about building more and more roads, it's about doing it the right way. That's really impressive.
It is. They're trying to look at every angle, weigh all the factors, and make sure they're making the best decisions for the community. Not just for now, but for the future, too.
You know, after all this, I'm starting to think I need like a whole whiteboard to keep track of this policy. But then again, I guess that's what makes this whole thing so impressive, right? They've really thought of everything.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
The RM of St. Clements has done a great job of laying everything out in a way that's easy to understand.
Which I guess brings us to another big question. Let's say there's a road, it's gone through the whole scoring process, and the RM's decided, yep, this one needs paving. But they've also decided residents need to share the cost. What does that even look like? Are we talking like a big, scary bill?
Thankfully, not quite. They use something called local improvement levies.
Local improvement levies?
No.
Sounds kind of ominous, no.
It's really not so bad. Basically, it just means the cost of the paving is spread out over a certain amount of time, usually several years, and it's added to your property taxes.
Oh, okay. So it's not like some giant payment all at once. That makes sense. Still, though, even if it is spread out, I imagine some people might not be thrilled about the idea of paying more.
Definitely. And that's why the RM makes sure to have those public consultations, especially when it comes to sharing costs. It's all about giving residents a chance to speak up.
So they're not just making decisions and springing them on people?
Absolutely not. The RM wants to hear what residents have to say about all of this. After all, they're the ones who actually live there and use those roads every day.
So if you're listening out there and you live in St. Clements and you see that they're considering paving a road near you, speak up.
Exactly. This policy is really all about giving residents a chance to shape their community.
This has been amazing. Before we started this deep dive, I had no idea how much went into something as well every day as paving a road.
Right. It's one of those things most of us don't even think twice about.
Well, for our listener out there in St. Clements, what's the one thing you want them to remember about this whole thing?
It's not just about the roads. This policy is about making sure things are done in a way that's transparent and fair. And it's about making sure residents have a say in what happens in their community.
Well said. So the next time you find yourself enjoying a freshly paved road, take a minute to think about all the work that went into making it happen. And remember, you've got a voice in that process. This has been The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.